This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's Wednesday, as I was saying, yes, and I've been saying previously, Kuti, it's legal inside to suggest Nabo Game Lambo attendees every time Gemago Wednesday on Ivukuba Gene Breakfast Show. And today, Ukona Ge Omes Sambali Nchanga is joining us to speak about Ama Leave. Emsebenzini, we always looking forward to
exactly. No, we definitely love to hear about that.
Oh, yeah, bo. So let's actually welcome her in studio, Mbali Nchanga. So, Miss Mbali, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. When you speak of a leave, Mbali, what exactly are we speaking about?
The term leave generally means time away from work that has been officially approved by your employer. And it's a work term place that is used when an employee is not at work for a certain period, but then has permission. So, yeah, the type of leave depends on the reason for being away.
Mm. Okay, no, I get that quite honestly. I'm sure there are different types of leave. Maybe if you can just explain to us some of those different types of leave, M17.
Okay, so we have annual leave. We have maternity leave, parental leave, sick leave. Let me just go into detail and you'll ask the questions if you have any.
Yes.
So annual leave. These conditions also apply to domestic employees, by the way. The employee is entitled to 15 working days per annum on full pay. The Act states that 21 consecutive days, and reference to a calendar will show that 21 consecutive days is 15 working days based on a 5-day week or 18 working days based on a 6-day week. Therefore, those employees who work a 6-day week are fortunate because they actually score 3 days over their 5-day week compatriots. So public holidays, which fall within a period of annual leave, are additional to the annual leave entitlement.
Okay.
And then, yes, we also have maternity leave. The Act entitles the pregnant employee to 4 months unpaid maternity leave. It further stipulates that the maternity leave must commence not later than 4 weeks before the expected date of birth of the child and of the employee, and the employee may not return to work for 6 weeks after the birth of the child. Maternity leave is usually unpaid, but employees can claim their benefits from the Unemployment Insurance Fund, which we know as the UIF.
Mm.
And then we also have parental leave or paternity leave, and it's for fathers, and they are entitled to 10 consecutive days of parental leave. This is also usually unpaid, but UIF benefits also apply.
Wow. This was a question that came like off air with especially with the one non-birthing parents. What do you mean by non-birthing parents there? Is it the one surrogacy and all of those?
Usually paternity leave is for fathers, obviously, because they can't give birth.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So we normally call it paternity leave.
Mm.
Yes.
All right.
And then we also have sick leave. A sick leave is a period of 36 months employment with the same employer immediately following the date of commencement of employment or the completion of the prior sick leave cycle. During the first 6 months of employment, the employee is entitled to 1 day sick leave for every 26 days worked. On the first working day of month number 7, the balance of the 30 days becomes available to the employee, less any days taken during the sick leave for the first 6 months of employment.
Mm.
We also have family responsibility leave. Family responsibility is an addition to any other leave entitlement, and any unused portion lapses at the end of each year and is not accumulative. Family responsibility leave applies when the employee's child is born, when the employee's child is sick, or in the event of the death of the employee's spouse or life partner, or the employee's parent, adoptive parent, grandparent, child, adopted child, grandchild, or sibling. The employee may take family responsibility leave as a part of a day or a whole day. The employer is entitled to demand proof of the event in respect of which the family responsibility leave is requested, such as a death certificate or a medical certificate or a certificate issued by the hospital. Mm. Yes, we then have study leave. Study leave is, so labor legislation, sorry about that. Labor legislation is silent on the matter of study leave, and therefore, in the purpose of labor law, study leave does not exist. So this is a matter for arrangement entirely between the employer and the employee. Mm. And yes, the employer stipulates that study leave must be deducted from the employee's annual leave entitlement or must be taken as unpaid leave. Then that decision must apply. And then lastly, we have leave for religious holidays. Labor law also does not regulate leave for religious holidays. At present, the situation is that should an employee wish to take leave for the purpose of religious holidays, other than an official public holiday, then the employee must take paid annual leave or unpaid leave. Any paid annual leave taken will be deductible from the employee's annual leave entitlement.
Wow. Maybe just before we move on that family responsibility leave, you mentioned something that it may apply if employee's child is born. So is it possible for a father to take a paternity leave and also add on the family responsibility leave?
Yes, correct.
Mm, okay. And how does one apply for Lamalivo Suwa mentioned Lerat? Sorry, Mbali.
Yes. So number one, you need to follow company procedures. So some companies require a written leave form, HR portal submission, or an email, but we always need to stick to the official process. Mm. Number two, you need to be clear and polite. You need to state the dates clearly, the start and the end dates of your leave. You need to mention the reason if necessary. For example, maybe you can choose if you want to take annual leave, sick leave, or family responsibility leave. Number three, you need to offer solutions. If your absence might affect work, then you need to suggest how you'll handle it. Like if there's handover notes, you need to delegate tasks, or how to finish urgent work beforehand. Lastly, give as much notice as possible. For example, emergency leave. Emergency leave is different, but still you need to inform your boss as soon as possible.
Wow. There's something that's called a use or leave it leave. What is that? Yes. What does that mean, Bali?
Okay. So this term simply means that you must use your leave days within a certain period. Otherwise, you will lose them. Oh, so some companies, yes. So some companies follow the South African Basic Conditions Act, and that states that some companies allow annual leave to accumulate for up to 6 months after the end of the cycle, or after that, if you haven't used it, your employer can say it's forfeited.
Mm. Wow.
And other companies are more flexible and let you carry over leave days for longer. But then it also depends on your employer's policy. So basically, use it means take your leave within the cycle. Leave it means if you don't take it, you may lose it, depending on the policy.
Does it apply to all these leave that you've mentioned, like your annual leave, family responsibility leave, like annually in Jeoguti? If you do not use it, then it will lapse. Then you restart on the next year. Does it apply to all those types of leaves?
Yes. Mm. So any annual leave already accumulated to the employee's credit is his or her legal entitlement, and the employer has no authority.
Oh, okay. No.
Hello?
Yes, we can still hear you, Mbali.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Mbali. It was actually eye-opening. My friend here had a question in the studio, but it seems like you were answered, ne? Oh, okay. I know, it's cool. No, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. In conclusion, but maybe let's conclude these types of leave and leave in general.
Okay. So leave is a legal right, but it must be managed wisely. So employees are entitled to different types of leave, annual leave, sick leave, maternity leave, parental, family and family responsibility leave. So under the basic conditions of Employment Act, annual leave must be taken within each 12-month cycle or within 6 months after. Otherwise, you're at risk of losing your leave. And sick leave, maternity leave, parental and family responsibility leave only apply when the specific need arises. So make sure that you always plan ahead, apply professionally, and communicate with your employer to ensure smooth approval.
Maybe one last question, Mbali. If the employer does not grant me the leave, because Angiti, you apply for the leave, and what happens now if that employer does not grant me? Maybe I'm due for getting your belt for maternity leave, and the employer refuses to give me a maternity leave. What steps can I follow then?
So that usually applies on annual leave, but usually this means that the employer has the right to refuse any application for leave. If it is not suitable at that time for the employer to take leave, for example, many companies may close down over Christmas and employees must take their leave at that time, and they're not permitted to take any leave at any time. That is Section 20, Subsection 10 of the Act.
Mm. Yes. So does the employer have a right to refuse the leave?
Yes.
Okay. No, thank you so much, Mbali. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. From Mlambo Attorneys. How do we contact Mlambo Attorneys?
You can contact us on our work number, which is 010-502-0626. Or you can catch us on our website, which is www.mlambolegal.co.za.
Mbali Njanga says, from Mlambo Legal, Konalana ke... Legal Insight.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.